flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to just tell you, when I had my first son, Andrew, who graduated from high school today, just this morning, Sean and I were looking at childcare because we were in Minnesota. We had no family, friends, or support. We had only been living here like a year or so, and I'm funny. I didn't trust anybody with my baby. And so I said, well, we got to find good, decent childcare. Someplace where he can not only be safe, but also learn and grow. And I need somebody that's going to help me be a better mother. You know, a program that's got some parent education training, some folks who are going to get me right, get me straight, and make sure that my son is well taken care of. And so we started looking around, and we found a place. And I drove past there today and pointed it out to my friends, LaTanya and Fanshawn, who are here with me visiting for Andrew's graduation. And I said, that's where Andrew went to preschool. I said, and ladies, hold on to your hats. It was $1,200 a month, and that was part-time. He went from 8 to 1. And I was working over at My Talk at the time, and I was doing Kevin Berger's morning show, and it was over at 12. And I would hightail it from downtown St. Paul over at Hubbard Broadcasting to Woodbury to pick Andrew up. And if I was late, it was like $1 million every 5 minutes. So a lot of times the monthly bill was $2 million. Okay. And at some point I just looked at Sean and said, I just want to stay home. Because I'm literally netting $200-$300. And we're a two-parent household, two incomes, degree, and could not afford childcare. I made the decision to stay home and did not work for like 2 years. Because I just couldn't afford it. And so he went off to kindergarten. And so when I found out about a new preschool program that Lutheran Social Service is putting on the east side. It's an early learning center. I had to get on the radio and tell y'all about it. It's coming in September. It's opening after Labor Day. And Gabe Marcombe is the director. And Gabe is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Gabe, you got to tell me about this new preschool, because there's one word that is my favorite word about this preschool, and you got to tell them what it is, girl.
Absolutely. Our preschool on the east side that we're got going on is a full-day program supporting kids from 2 to 5 years old, and we're there to support families that live on the east side, greater east side, and it is something that is available to families that qualify for CCAP, or which is child care assistance programs, or scholarship programs, or just community members too. But if they qualify for child care assistance, that amount of funds covers the cost of the child care or the preschool that the students are participating in.
So basically, it would be free.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
That's my favorite word. That's my favorite word, girl. Now, this program is the most important part for me after being free. The parents need to know that it is a full day program. And you also will be providing extended care. How important was that?
Very important. We actually have a preschool right now that's in the Rondo Frogtown neighborhood as a partial day program. And we see that that's not what our community needs. I mean, they do need preschool that's partial day, but they would benefit from full day programming. And so that's why we're prioritizing that with our Eastside site. And so we get started at 8 o'clock and we're there until 6 so that parents can get to work and do their work and have time to come home and get their kiddos and not have to worry about racing home before the fees are tacked on and all of that nonsense that happens for families.
Yeah, and the other thing that parents worry about, too, is student-teacher ratio. How much attention are the kids going to get? You know, what's their day going to be like? Because, you know, I'm looking at Cottage Grove, and I'm seeing all these new houses go up, and there's already 32 kids in the classroom. And I'm like, where are they going to pack these kids? How are they going to stack them on top of each other? Is it going to be a double-decker classroom, like double-decker buses? But I was so pleased to hear about your teacher-to-student ratio. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So our preschool and our early childhood center in the east side will be able to boast a 5-to-1 ratio, because we are supporting our community members who may come from a place of stress or kids that just need that extra focus and attention and support in the classroom. Our educators are trained in trauma-informed practices and really supporting the social and emotional development of our kiddos so that we can be there to help equip them to be friends in the classroom who can take turns and sit for their turn and really participate in the classroom space so that they're ready for kindergarten when the classrooms are that big, when they do get to 20, 25 kids per classroom with just one adult.
Yeah, that's so important. But there's another important piece of this story, and I'm going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, not only do you have childcare available, but you also have jobs available. And especially on this east side, at this new center, you will have some employment opportunities for people. I want to make sure we talk about that. So you all stick around for more information.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It is 7:48, and I have just spoken with Kent Erdahl over at Care 11 News. There is a news briefing going on now live in Hopkins about the 4-year-old nonverbal autistic boy who went missing this morning at 7:30 a.m. from his home in an apartment complex in Hopkins. He is going to be giving me the latest information as soon as he has that available, and I will get it to you. But again, the Hopkins Police Department is updating the media about the details surrounding that 4-year-old missing boy in Hopkins, and I promise you I will have the latest on that. I want to continue our discussion about this free preschool opportunity available on the east side of St. Paul through Lutheran Social Service. And during the commercial break, we were talking to Gabe, and people were texting and they were DMing me. And Gabe, these folks want to know, where is the website? They were like, girl, we heard you talking, but we need the details. We need the information. Can you give us that? Because we need to go online and get the latest about what's going on after you get off the radio.
Absolutely. You can go to lssmn.org/preschool. And there on the website, you'll see information for our Frogtown Rondo site and for our upcoming East Side site. And so there's opportunity there to put down your information and so that someone from our group can contact you and get your child on the list and enrolled for preschool and through childcare through us. Yeah.
That is going to be amazing. Another amazing thing is that you have job opportunities available at this site. What positions do you have available and how can folks apply?
Absolutely. Again, back on that LSS page, you're going to be able to go ahead and find open positions there as well. We're hiring our lead teachers, assistant teachers, and aides for that early learning center. And on top of it, if you find that there's people that are excited about early learning but may not have the qualifications needed for those positions, we actually were able to partner with our employment services, which is a part of the big umbrella that is Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota, and create a training opportunity for people to come in and get paid to work, paid to take the classes, and we will even pay for the classes for individuals to receive their certification so that they can be qualified as lead teachers in early childhood.
Oh, my God. So if folks are out there and they are listening, they're changing careers, they're wanting to do something they're passionate about, which may be educating young children. This is an opportunity where they can switch careers or get on board to do this work to help these young kids get a great start in their educational journey. And you will pay to train them to do that?
Yeah, we will pay to train them and we will pay them to get their experience hours as well. So anyone who's interested in that, they can email preschooltraining@lssmn.org. And we want to be hearing from our community members that are looking for that opportunity because we would love to connect them for this. It would just be just beautiful to see our East Side Center staff with East Side community members mm-hmm. when our neighborhood and our neighbors can show up for each other. Like, that's what Lutheran Social Service is about, is equipping community to serve community.
Oh, my gosh. I love this. I love the fact that you've got this preschool that'll be free for families who qualify and for families out there who are looking for work. And you know somebody, you know, a cousin or niece or nephew or neighbor who may have just graduated from college, who worked at another preschool or was a therapist and wants to change careers. This is a perfect opportunity. Gabe Marcombe, thank you so much for being on the show and for all this great information to pass along to our listeners.
Absolutely. I mean, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.